Vi er på Mjøldalen. I think it's called Mjøldalen where we are now. And the train stopped because the train had to help another train. Did you hear it?
No.
People are very responsible here.
We're big responsible hot dog eaters.
Yeah, because we were sitting in the restaurantvognen, and everybody is eating hot dog.
Delicious.
Det er jo ikke lenge siden, fra dager siden, at ikke de kunne ta, at de måtte ta busser hele veien.
Nei, det sant?
Ja, og da har jeg hørt det i radioen.
Ja, ja, ja.
What did we do wrong?
Didn't too bad.
No, she was saying that some days ago she heard on the radio that they had to take buses instead of the train.
Yes, because they had to finish
the bus. I'll just refuse to get off the train. I'll be that American. I'll be that. You know what?
I'll just diminish their supply of hot dogs. I'll take a stand. It's fun. I'm glad you did this because we would never have done this today, and we had a good time. It felt really fun.
Cool.
We were both sick and tired.
I'm still... but before you actually told us, like, oh, actually, I want you to write a song like on the train, you know, not just do your own song. I was getting really inspired. Like, in the first 10 minutes of being on the train, I was like, oh, man. Something's going to get, not musically necessarily, but words were going to get written, you know, just ideas. It's so intense.
Norway is one of the most intense places we've been on tour.
Yeah?
Without a doubt. Can you help explain?
It's like the feeling of, like, you haven't seen someone in a long time and you really like that person, and you never really realize how much you like them until you haven't seen them in a long time, and then they reappear and you're like, oh my god, you know, like, oh my god, it's you, and you have like a big gasp and like your heart stops for a second. That's what looking at the landscape's like.
Yeah.
And also just like, we were going to bed at 3 and the sun was coming up, and it's like, makes you feel not almost panicky, but not bad. Just kind of like, just frantic.
Confused.
It's almost frantic and confused, but like, it's not bad because it's sun and it's beautiful. So it's a really intense, confused feeling.
I mean, is it sunny here a lot in Norway?
Yeah, actually, Bergen has like 7 mountains all around the city, so there is one of the places that it actually rains a lot, but now it's been good weather there for a really long time. And Oslo is normally quite...
Clever woman.
Yeah.
So wait, where would you say, so the 7 mountains keep Bergen kind of relatively rainy, but then the what?
7 mountains keep...
Yeah, but now it's been sunny for quite a long time.
So this is the season of the sun?
Yeah.
Season of the sun.
Mens vi ventet på at toget skulle begynne å gå igjen, fikk Victoria Legrand noen ideer til tekstlinjer i låten de skal lage. Alex Scally og turnerende trommis Graham fortsatte å spise pølser. Heldigvis starter toget opp igjen, og vi fortsetter vår ferd mot Oslo og mot å få låten ferdig.
But we're in the diner bag, and you have your little notebook, and it seems like it's filled up with words now.
Yeah, it's filled up with words now. I'm just sort of like picking and choosing to find the most effective one.
But is that how you do it? You just write a lot of things down, and then you choose later?
Yeah, or like, sometimes stuff sticks immediately, so you just keep it. You just keep reading and singing your melody, and then the words just stick.
And do you make a melody without knowing her words, or do you know her words?
I think it all just, everything just bleeds together. You know, she'll be writing words, and then melodies will change, and chords will change, and rhythms will change, and everything's just sort of, you know, everything's reacting off of itself all the time, and we're just following it.
Har de forstyrret dere med gitarspillingen?
Sorry?
Have they been disturbing you with the guitar playing?
No, not at all.
No, good.